Hello there. Hi. This is Soul Odyssey Radio, and I am your host, Deborah Herman. And tonight we have a very interesting topic. We're going to be talking about clearing the way for your life's purpose. Tonight, as usual, we have live call-in. The number is 888-815-9756. And this is your show as well as my show. And I look forward to you calling and commenting, or if you'd like some insight, I'll see what I have for you or what Spirit has to tell you, and we can go from there. When people, as I advertised this class this week, I made a special note that I was hoping that we would have some practitioners, spiritual practitioners, people who have been very aware of being on a spiritual path and who have been using their gifts and working with people, because so often we as practitioners can't do things for ourselves as we can do for other people. And often we also can't determine where we are in terms of our own spiritual work. We can get a sense of validation from, oh, gee, that felt great. I helped someone. But we also really don't know what other people are doing. And as I teach the seven lessons, as we'll talk about again this evening, one of the first things that I like to point out to people is that if you are called to a spiritual path, undoubtedly you have a sense of mission. You have a sense that there is a purpose. It's not just a concept that, yes, everybody's life is meant to be and everybody has a purpose. So many of you are driven, and you may not even really know what it is. You just know that you are here on this earth to be in service to humanity, to make a difference, and to make things better. Many of you refer to you, and you refer to yourselves as light workers. Well, you know that you're here for a reason and to make a difference, but you may not be sure of what direction to take, or more importantly, you may not be sure whether you're doing it right. I find more people who are some of the most beautiful and giving souls who have this sense that somehow they've missed the boat. They can't hear what God wants them to hear. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. They don't know what's the next step. And they don't know whether they're doing it correctly. And I'm here to tell you that you can't blow this job. Whatever is your sense of purpose and your sense of mission is your spiritual path. It's not only the doing, it's the finding, the process. And this is not something that you can fail. If you're staying willing, and if you are in a mindset of wanting to grow and wanting to help and wanting to be in service to the greater good and to humanity, that's not something that you can fail. So you know, as far as clearing the way for your life purpose, the first thing you have to do is to just drum that into your mind. I can't blow this. I am not failing. And another thing, I am not the only one. There are many, many, many people, which is why I say this every week. I love Facebook and I love social networking, because so many of us are finding each other and realizing, oh my goodness, all throughout the world there are people who refer to themselves as mediums, as healers, as energy workers, as spiritual coaches. This is amazing, and this is wonderful. And this has come out of a lot of hard work for everyone, and a lot of growing and a lot of learning. And the job, as wonderful and exciting as it sounds, of course, as we all know, is often the most difficult. And we need to form community and to let each other know that we're all okay. This is not competitive spirituality. We all are here to do the same job. We're all here to serve humanity, to serve God, whatever your perspective of God is. And we're also here to help each other and to keep us filled with light and love, because this is a hard job. And if you look at history, there have been cycles of very difficult times, but we're certainly in one now. And that's why so many of us, so many of you are awakening to your higher messages and to your higher soul. And you're experiencing your soul's journey on a much more almost excruciating way, because it's coming rapidly. And so in every way you can, connect with people of like mind and support each other's work, and try to, you know, try to bring about confidence in each other for the work that we're doing. Cup of tea. So this is a live call-in. I welcome your calls, 888-815-9756. Call in with your comments, call in with your questions. As we've talked about in the past, the seven lessons of soul odyssey, of your soul journey, your tribulations, are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And I bring these up every week because they're tools for you. They're tools for you to understand how to consciously change your thinking about everything that happens in your life, because we are being tested and tested and given trials and tribulations more than ever before. And it's just showing us what we're made of, because we're asking to do things that will influence many other people and that will change the energy of the people around us. And by asking to do that, we're also asking to be challenged, and we're asking to be taught, and we're asking to be initiated, and we're asking to be able to bring in higher frequency levels of energy. And to do that, we have to go through the tedium of bringing our spiritual lives into our day-to-day lives and somehow blending both of them and not becoming discouraged. I had a very sad email. I'm very happy that many of you are starting to send me emails of someone who's just feeling so desperate because of the changes in her life, and she is unable to see the bigger picture of what her own life purpose is. She's, you know, getting caught up in the changes of having lost a relationship and having chaos in her daily life, and she says that she's praying, but my concern for her is that she's praying, but she's not open to receiving. We have Meredith from Southern California on line two. Welcome.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What can I do for you?
Okay, well, I've been told by several other intuitives, other mediums that I've taken classes with, that I'm a healer. I've been practicing, quote unquote, for like 7 years, trying to become an animal communicator. I hear spirits. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient. And in fact, I just had a healing done to clear my clairaudience and clairvoyance. But I hear spirits, people, all day long.
Oh, so in other words, you'd like to be able to control when you hear them and when you don't. Because it's annoying. Well, it becomes noise.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
But there are times when I try and get messages, but I don't understand the messages because the clairaudience is turned way down, the volume is turned way down, and I've asked my spirit guides, could you please turn up the volume on my clairaudience? And I don't know whether I'm blocking myself or somebody else's or...
Okay, let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
First of all, you are a healer and you are an animal communicator. Let's remove all of the doubt. And you
Thank
need
you for
no
validation.
Pardon?
Thank you for the validation.
Right. And actually, you don't need it from me because you know it, but you're not ready to get out of the nest. And if I were to do your seven lessons, one of the biggest ones for you is the self-love lesson. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And so what you're doing, because you don't always believe in your gifts, and you so greatly admire people who you see as better than you, or teachers, or they've written a book, or they've done this, or they've done that, you know, that you want, you, even though you don't want it all, you're asking for it all on a subconscious level.
Yes.
Okay? So you have to be willing, you know, so you're just getting what you're asking for. So you have to be willing to, you know, every day connect with God and say whatever is your will and be willing to believe in your gifts and what they're meant for without having, you know, you don't have to be better than anyone. The ego lesson of the seven lessons is a danger, actually, for people who are working with the self-love lesson and who are coming into awareness as healers.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do a whole show on that. But the reason is that if you have a weak sense of self and you've got all this power, and you really do, darling, you have a lot of you love the world and you love God, and to you this is like the greatest thing you could ever do. But you did not grow up with people telling you that you were any good at anything.
In fact, they're still telling me that I'm not very good.
Exactly. So let's look at it this way. The negative aspects of the universe, the only way they can get to people and get their way is through deception. So, if you are vulnerable because you are love-starved in many ways, you want people to say, Meredith, you're okay, you're wonderful, you really are great, and the people you want it from the most are not going to do that.
No,
so the energy is going to say to you, Meredith, you are the best. You are the only one. You are the chosen one. And it's going to inflate your sense of self to where instead of looking at it from the standpoint of I want to be a messenger for the greater good,
mm-hmm.
you will start to think I am the message. That's the ego lesson.
Right.
And it's dangerous. I'm not saying that that's happening to you, but if you're letting in, if you're not screening all the voices, that one's definitely going to come in. And
oh, no, I'm screening all the voices.
Well, you
make sure. I'm screening them.
You make sure, and, because I see you as being somewhat open and vulnerable to, you know, wanting to. You're not blocking everything because you really want to have it all. And you can get it by being more patient with yourself.
Okay.
Be more patient with yourself. And every day just pray to God for God's will for you and for the greater good. And
okay, it was really exciting. Last night I saw my great-grandfather.
It's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
But we are in a human body, and we can only accept certain levels of energy. So
yes.
You're obviously very gifted, but you've got to let it happen in its own time. And don't push it, because otherwise you're going to wind up having, like, all your radio signals going off at once.
Okay. I understand.
Does that help?
That helps a lot, and thank you so much.
Well, keep listening and call again, because we're all going through the same things. And okay, you are a healer, and you are an animal communicator. Go get them.
Thank you, and I'll see you on Facebook.
All righty. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And we all are learning the same things. We're all being put through the same initiations. And we're looking for our life purpose, but there are so many things that are thrown in the way. Some of us are not meant to be, you know, outright healers where we go on the radio and we, you know, do our thing and we have, you know, we have sessions with people. But yet we have the gifts and we have the intuition. And some of us, we're supposed to bring that into perhaps the workplace and never tell anyone that we have these gifts and use it for the, you know, use it to raise the energy of the people around us and to see things in a different way and to show people things from a different perspective. And it's very useful. It's very useful to use your intuition and your gifts in the business world especially. So if you are wondering, well, what's my purpose here? You know, that person seems to be doing more, or that person went to Haiti and was, you know, I must be a terrible person because I'm not taking people out from under the rubble and sacrificing my life. That's someone else's job. I mean, maybe it's yours, and you should get on an airplane and go over there. But most likely, it's not your job. You have your own job. Your job may be, you know, raising your children, you know, in a way that is going to ultimately help them and for whatever their life purpose is. You know, we need to look at what is our circumstance in the now. And if we are resistant toward what it is that's coming through to us, we often want to do what's not coming through to us. You know, we want to do what other people are doing because it looks like that's the right thing to be doing. That's the thing that's going to gain favor. That's the wonderful thing that we should be contributing to the world. But each of us are as unique as our DNA, and our paths are as unique as our DNA. And they'll probably find out on some level someday, you know, we'll be able to look at our actual radio frequencies and see even beyond the limits of DNA. I want to remind you that this is live call-in. I love when you call. It really stimulates me and helps me to do my healing work for you and to answer your questions and to bring in your perspectives. The number is 888-815-9756. Call any time during the hour, and we can always make it somehow match up to the topic at hand. Now, when you are given your everyone is given, I guess, their working papers when they come in through, you know, through the birth process into this world. You do have a plan. You do have a map. You know, it's burned into your internal psyche, and you do need to, you know, kind of follow the signs to figure out what it is. But as you develop and as you become more open to letting go of control of everything, you start to see the signs and you start to see exactly where it is that you're headed and what it is that you're supposed to be doing. So, once again, the seven lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And once you start to understand them, you'll be able to change your feelings and your perspective on anything that happens in your life. So, if you... for example, I've met a young, I'll get back to my anecdote momentarily. We have Ann from Florida. How are you, Ann?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. I had a question for you, and what, you know, maybe you can help me with what you see my next step is in somehow helping in spiritual development.
Are you in a job that's, like, not good for you?
Not in any job right now.
Were you in a job that you didn't like?
I was in a job a few years ago.
I'm just getting that it's good that you're not in that job and that you're not.
Oh, that's good. That's good because I left it, so that's good to know.
Yeah, so did you
I didn't think it was good for me.
No, it was terrible for you, and it was actually preventing you from progressing on your path because it was, you know, kind of like sucking the life out of you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it was. Yes, definitely.
You know, I think for some reason your creativity is blocked. And I'm really getting a very simple exercise for you.
Okay.
And again, sometimes the visions I get, they're so strange, and I try not to translate them because they still have meaning for you. But I'm actually seeing you gardening.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. I haven't done that for a long time.
And is it something you used to do?
I did used to do it years ago, yes.
Well, it will keep you, if you do it again, and I'm seeing you really with, you know, beautiful flowers and plants and, you know, just really, you have a knack for it. And it's a way for you to slow your mind. And when you're focused emotionally and mentally on caring for the garden, your spiritual frequency will expand on its own.
Okay.
Because we're in partnership with the higher beings, and the higher beings, I'll call them, you know, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, you know, spirit. I give it many, many names. You know, I like to sometimes talk to people who are, you know, just across the veil, who have been related to people on this side. But really, the information I'm giving you is coming from this other realm. And I believe that sometimes they're giving us instructions because our brains are too noisy and they're filled with worry. And even people who meditate, they may think that they're clearing their minds, but on a very deep surface, they're not. I mean, meditation is wonderful. For you, gardening is meditation. And while you're doing it, your spirit guides and the higher realms will help you in expanding your energy so that you can take in more of the light and more of the higher frequency information. Do you have a mother in spirit?
Yes, I do.
Was she very psychic?
Well, that's interesting. She would never acknowledge anything like that, so I was never aware of it.
She was.
I do communicate with her. I do speak to her. I mean, we're in communication.
Yeah. So now she's not going to hide it, obviously.
Oh no! Right. I guess. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Well, but quite
well,
honestly,
she was alive. She didn't. But yeah. But I'm in communication with her now. I can talk to her anytime, and
but
that's really
not
nice.
Just because of you. That's also because she has a high frequency on her end.
Well, that's good to know.
That's why the communication is working so well. For example, I can do animal communication, which we all really can. But, you know, my puppy, I hear, you know, goo goo gaga It's not, you know, it's just like the puppy is, you know, she expresses everything on her face and with her mouth and just, you know, but my horse, mm-hmm. who's an old horse, is the clearest connection. And he's just a very psychic horse. And so mm-hmm. when I go to tune into him, it's like crazy. I feel like I'm talking to Mr. Ed, you know. So
yeah, so if we can communicate better with one animal, it's because they're more highly developed that way.
I think so. I think it just makes it easier for those of us who are developing our gifts. I mean, I know some people who it doesn't matter. But I know that it's easier for certain animals to send their frequency. And mm-hmm. so your relationship with your mother, she is on a higher frequency, and you're on a higher frequency, but your frequency, I hate to keep repeating the word, but your frequency is in a process of change. And that's why
okay.
you need to basically get out of the way. Do you ever feel heat in your head?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Pay attention and let me know in the future if at times you're just feeling, you know, don't get scared. You're not going to have a stroke or anything, God forbid. But, you know, sometimes you'll just feel heat, and it's almost like a download from a computer. Many of us are at a
place.
Okay,
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, because I felt energy pour into me. I think of it as energy.
It is
coming down into me. Yeah,
but it's also changing your frequency level so that you'll be able to
mm-hmm.
take in higher amounts of energy. We're here to, you know, on Earth right now, we are here to change the vibration. We are here to raise it, because the lower vibrations are too dominant, and that's why many of us are waking up and we're, you know, kind of saying, okay, we knew what we were coming here for, now what? And
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why I'm doing this show this class every week is to try to help those of you who are running up into that, you know, that confusion stage of, okay, what do I do now? Because you already
right.
know you're gifted. So you are in a place of expansion now. And
well,
pay
that
attention.
Sounds good. I like that.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now. So go do some gardening. Do you have grandchildren? Are you old enough to have grandchildren?
Yeah, but I don't have any.
Oh. Okay. Anybody, any prospects?
She's not pregnant.
But is she married?
No, they're not married.
Okay, but you would like to have grandchildren.
Well, actually, I kind of feel like, in a way, everybody has to follow their own path, and so she may or may not have children. They're undecided if they get married.
Okay,
and
let's not talk about her. Okay, she's irrelevant.
Okay.
You'd like some
okay.
grandchildren.
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. Well, I'll have to think about that.
Well,
I think I'd like to go back in time.
Obviously,
and start
it's not
over
up
again.
To you, right?
It's what? It's not up to
it's
me.
It's not
it
up to you,
up
obviously,
to me, yeah.
But I see two.
You see two? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just, you know, put that under your hat and then get back to me in a couple of years and let me know.
Okay.
It'll be a good thing. And it's not... When it's not too soon.
It's not too soon? Okay.
No, so don't start worrying and telling her to use birth control.
No, I'm not going to tell her anything. It wouldn't go over.
You're like sitting there in shock.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just got this message. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Anne from Florida. And keep
thank
in
you.
Touch.
Yeah, I
okay.
will. Nice talking
right.
with you.
Okay.
Bye.
Boy, that was a pregnant pause. Sorry for the pun. But I did, I call them as I see them, and I saw two grandchildren somewhere hovering around. So we'll see what happens with that. And the number here is 888-815-9756. And for those of you who are reaching a point where you don't know what your next step is, why don't you write down, get out a pen, get out a paper, or just go back to the archives, or you're going to hear this from me every week anyway. But write down courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And make a list. We're going to continue working with these, and as I get callers, I'll continue to explain them as illustration of what they actually mean for you. But try to use these lessons as starting off points for some journaling and trying to figure out, if you look at your life objectively, what are some of the things that are blocking you in getting to where you want to go? Whether it's, I want more money, I want a better relationship, I want more sex. Yes, I said the sex word on a spiritual show. Whether I want, you know, more intimacy, whether I'm having trouble with parenting my children, whether I'm a child and I'm having trouble working with my parents. Think about those questions in relationship to the lessons. We have Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. From Kansas.
Yep.
Are you there?
Sorry, I turned down the phone and turned up the computer. I got mixed up.
No, you got to do it the other way.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Now, I know I have a perfectly good mic, but I still can't help yelling. And my kids say I yell into the phone, so I hope I'm not burning anybody's ears up. What
no,
can
it's
I do
fine.
For you?
Just breathe. Just talk from your diaphragm. It'll be louder.
Oh, that'll be good. Then I won't need a mic. You'll all just hear
Possibly
me.
Possibly not. Yeah. Who knows? But,
do you have a question? Do you have a question?
Yes.
And what is it, pray tell?
Everything's coming together. And
uh-huh.
I can look at the last few years and see, well, yes, a lot of opportunities I didn't take, but I could see that they're coming together anyway. And a lot of stuff with, I know that it came to me in meditation about 8 years ago that one of the things I'm here is to teach people about interconnectedness.
It came to you in meditation that you're here to teach people about interconnectedness.
Right.
So we would gather from that. And now, do you have the computer turned down and your phone up? Because you're still a little soft.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there it is. I just put it on mute.
I just want to make sure that the listeners can hear your question. So we would say that in your life, you have likely learned the lesson of love of humanity.
Yeah, I'm relearning it.
That's my question.
Sure.
Because we cannot teach what we don't need to learn. And so that's what I would expect. And probably when you were given that insight, you had gone through lessons already trying to get you to the point where you could fulfill that task and that, that job. Because you would have to go back to the beginning and learn about the idea of love of humanity and being able to see people as connected and as one. So I imagine you had challenges in that area. Am I correct?
Yeah. And, you know, it the hardest part for me has been the part about surrender and not trying to be in control and the whole self-love thing. And, you know, I've realized today I'm still learning about humility and that sort of thing. And so I felt since last summer I was here to teach something, but I kind of know, but maybe I'm looking for validation, but that isn't quite it. I mean, there's some reason why I'm calling. I just felt like, you know, I'm getting into music again. I'm getting into poetry, and a lot of things are coming my way and a lot of collaborations I could be in. And at the same time, I'm kind of wondering what to do about money. But,
money is a realistic issue for everyone. This is not the greatest economy. However, what I hope you all gain from listening to Soul Odyssey every week, and I hope that you're all coming back and joining our community, is to not live in fear. Because if you live in fear, then you can't problem solve. And our brains are like computers. And if you pose a question, you connect with your brain, your higher soul, and with spirit to find a solution. If you worry and if you're afraid, then what you do is you create all kinds of noise and all kinds of vibration that if a good idea comes in, you can't catch it. And you can't be creative. And you can't, you can't answer the call. So my suggestion for you is, you're spreading yourself a little thin, and you're looking for something that's going to give you this internal sense of direction, because it's not control. You want security. And you're feeling sometimes like you're floating off into space. Does that make sense?
I went through a purge phase a few years ago. Bless it. I think I just got rid of so much stuff. I felt like, in one sense, it felt like a blessing. And on another sense, it felt like I had no thing to ground myself in. And I feel like I know who I am now.
But thank God, I feel blessed, but we're getting other callers. We will continue this, but my suggestion to you, Stephanie, is that you try to slow down and pick one thing. Now, on the one hand, think about how you could just earn some money and be very clear. Put it in the universe. Ask God to help you problem solve. It's not going to just automatically wind up in your bank account. Manifesting is one thing, but working is another. But what will manifest is information and creative answers. And once you have that in the center, then other things are going to fall into place, because you're thinking about it for a reason. You have a need that you need to meet. And then we can work on finding what you feel is your sense of purpose in life. Right now, you need to relax. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of, great things are coming to me, and I can just flow with, when I just let it go, that I don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Just enjoy it.
Exactly. So you enjoy and listen again next week. And if you get through, then you can we can continue this discussion. But I'll need to switch lines now. God
cool.
bless you.
God
we
bless
have
you.
Megan from Iowa.
Yes. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. We seem to have a volume issue. Are you?
Oh.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
I can. I hope that our listeners can. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, I saw you on Facebook. I think it's there was somebody else. I read his. I'm not sure. We found each other on Facebook somehow, and it's really strange. In my life, I keep coming into contact with people that have like ESP or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, I know. I knew you'd understand, okay? Because that's what you do, basically. Okay, so I studied art in Chicago, and I can feel myself, like, kind of getting better at sensing things. I lived in Los Angeles, and I met this woman, and she was, like, Egyptian or whatever, and in French, I don't know, but she was really good at, you know, psychic. She knew things about me, you know, just things that nobody would ever know. And I'm struggling in a relationship with a guy who has abilities, and I can't tell if he's chemically dependent or if he's, like, if he's got ESP and, like, he knows what he's doing. Does that make sense? Like, I can't tell if this relationship is good for me or not.
Well, the fact that you're asking the question leads me to believe that you already know the answer.
Okay.
You do know the answer. People who have gifts typically should not. Forgive me, audience. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not moralizing. But typically, unless it's like a prescribed medication or something, which many of us need to use because we're all, like, you know, untethered. But if it's a recreational use of of drugs or alcohol, that's typically not good for one's gifts. And I recommend highly against it.
Well, yeah, because I am in no means, like, war against drugs, you know, kind of person, you know. And I don't use myself because I do take prescribed medicine, and so does he, you know. But he says it feels like it gives him two sets of hands or something. It's like, but I don't know. I mean, he knows, like, my grandma had a stroke, and he knows things about what's going on with my grandma, and it's just, you know, I don't. So when he uses and he's not with me, I'll imagine, like, angels surrounding him because I get so worried, and I think, well, maybe I should just not even imagine it and let those, you know, bad spirits in just to teach him a lesson, you know, that he shouldn't use.
Well, you don't have the power to keep or create bad spirits around him. And you don't have the power to prevent him from self-destructing. That's very important for people to understand. We don't create the problem, we don't cause the problem, and we can't cure the problem. And that's just understanding addictive behavior. Even though, you know, so much of it is, when people are psychic and they have gifts, so much of it becomes like a self-medication because it's very hard to deal with. But my concern is that your sense of connecting on a spiritual, psychic level with this young man is being mistaken for love.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because my friend in Los Angeles, well, she had, you know, one foot in the world and one foot, you know, in the spirit world. It seems to me like he has a hard time keeping one foot in the world. And, you know, and I do love him, you know, because we're both artists, you know, and we both have a love of art. And I tend to feel sorry for him, though, because his gifts, I think, make him feel separate from this world, you know. And I thought that all my prayers would somehow have some kind of power. But are you saying that even I could visualize, like, to the end of time, like, and still the spirits would have more power than me? Like, they can come, they can even do things to me that I don't want, or?
No. What I'm saying is that you would not, the spiritual path is individual. We walk parallel to each other. We can't change certain things on another person's path. We can guide them, we can help them, we can love them, we can pray for them. But it sounds to me like in some ways you want to overly influence his spiritual path. That's a tolerance lesson. He has the right to be wrong. And he has the right to really mess up. And you're taking all of your love and energy trying to prevent him from falling on his butt. And that's really, that's really codependent. I mean, that's really the same issue that people have when they're in alcoholic relationships. it's very much a similar description as the spiritual path, because we all have to, you know, we have an individual relationship with God. And so praying for him and wanting to help him is wonderful, but it sounds to me like it potentially takes energy off you and your spiritual work and what you need to be doing as an individual.
Yeah, well, things have gotten so much better because we've been together since I was 21 and now I'm like 32. And he's starting to go to AA with me, and we just, I mean, and we just got a studio together, and because we both studied at the Art Institute of Chicago. And I'm just wondering, like, I don't know if we're supposed to say those names on the radio, but how can I be a good friend or partner, whatever it turns out to be, like, to somebody with those gifts? I mean, what does he need? I mean,
what you need to do now, let's understand that the spiritual path is connected to the human experience. That's why I'm teaching you all the seven lessons. They have everything to do with advancing your spiritual growth through surviving being a human, because it's much harder to be a human than it is to be a spiritual being and to have gifts. The gifts make sense, but you have to deal with your human issues right now. And right now, I recommend that he goes to AA and you go to Al-Anon, because you need to be able to separate your spiritual self and your human self from his addiction, because he will never get well if you don't.
Yeah, that's a yeah.
Do you understand?
So I need to address, because I mean, I was a really low-bottom drug addict, but I've been sober for like 3.5 years, so I think I could start working on Al-Anon issues, because I wonder where I've seen him in a past life or if we're going to meet, because I've always believed in past lives, and I think, like, okay, when are we going to be, what is it going to be like when we do, you know, pass over, like, what form will he take? Because he just seems to know so much, and I just, sometimes I wonder, you know, what is he really? But, I mean, I guess I could go to Al-Anon.
It doesn't matter if he's an avatar. It doesn't matter if he is an advanced ascended master. He is in a human form, and in human form, he had to go all the way back to ground zero and learn the seven lessons all over again. So right now, he is stuck, and he's stuck in addiction, and you're a low-bottom addict yourself. So as you know from having been successful, you know, I'm assuming you did 12-step, as you know, the most important thing for you is your sobriety. You have to stay sober, and you really should not be going to his meetings. He should be going to his own meetings. You should be going to your own meetings, and you absolutely should do the Al-Anon.
Right, because it feels like he tags along with me, like, to meetings. Like, we go through phases of being inseparable, and then we go through phases of not even seeing each other. So it's like,
That's codependent, and that is, you're going through one of the biggest lessons on the path, and it's, you know, are you willing to be on your path and allow people, you know, because it's frightening. We walk alone, and we have people that are next to us. And we have people who are, you know, trying to pull at us to pull us off. And your job on Earth, if you want to know what your life's purpose is, it's to be the best, strongest Megan and the most aware and the most connected to God as you can be. Everything else is, as they say, commentary. So it's great that you love this person. And it may be that it turns out to be a great relationship, but your first relationship is with you and God.
Well, yeah,
and that's
my
survival.
Grandma. Okay,
pardon?
My survival. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Because
my grandma was Irish Catholic, you know, and like really involved in the church. And after I got sober, like all of a sudden, it was like the church was everything. Like, is everything to me, like. It's like, it's where I find everything I need, you know, to fill my cup, you know. But yeah, I still believe in psychicness, like mystical side of life, you know.
Actually, you're Catholic?
Yes.
the Catholic religion has a very esoteric side to it. And I call myself a psychic because my gifts are, that's how people understand them. But I also consider myself a mystic. And there is mysticism in every tradition. And what I subscribe to is, you know, is the original religion of no religion. Because, and my job is to bring people together to understand that it's the same God and that we all have human foibles that can be addressed through connecting with the divine presence. So don't feel that it's mutually exclusive or that you have to hide. You know, you could consider a gifted person as a prophetess. You know, that fits within the more Christian paradigm. You know,
it's the
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's very interesting, though, about how some people are really gifted. And I don't know where it comes from because I only have started getting a slight. But I'm always fascinated how people know things. And, you know, I don't know where it's coming from, but I know it's real, you know.
My belief is that it can be described also as the gifts from the Holy Spirit. It's all the same. If it's from God and if it's from the divine presence, then in my opinion, it's true. And you need, and people on the path need to discern whether it feels true and right to them. But my truest from my heart information to you, Megan, is that my concern is your vulnerability and need for someone to walk this path with you. Okay? You have to be comfortable being alone. And when you're in church, just remember that if that's where you feel close to God, then that's where you need to be because that's the primary relationship. And that will keep you safe. And light a candle for him, you know, and send your prayers his way. Every single day say, Almighty God, I pray that he find his way to your arms. And that at least gives you the distance. Do you understand?
Yes, I always light candles. That's one of my, I mean, I like all religions. I mean, I studied a little of each, but it's just what I was born with, so I thought I might as well just build on what I already have, you know. But
exactly,
I definitely could light a candle, though, and because I really believe in that.
Definitely. Well, I didn't know you light candles. Well, I guess I could have known, but you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to. I think we may have time for one last caller, but I want to wish you lots of blessings and stay centered and keep listening.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you going to come back next week?
Yeah, I will. I always listen to your show. Yeah, I've been listening. I started since we became friends on Facebook, like, in the end of October, and so I've been listening to all of them. And we listen to them together, and he, like, sometimes he jumps when he says something, because he, like, he says something about the Archangel Michael wings and then somebody else, and he, like, I don't know, it was really strange. But, yeah, we listen to it. I can listen to it by myself, too, though, so.
Okay, well, I'm happy for him to listen too, but you guys just got to make sure that you give each other space because you've got to reach your own spiritual awakening, you know, and then you come together as lovers and friends, but otherwise, sorry, but we all have to do it ourselves.
No, I hear you. It is really important. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure, Megan. This is what I do. Okay, God bless you.
Yeah, bless you too. Bye.
Well, we are going to have to wrap up. I love this show, myself, if I say so myself, because I never know what we're going to be really talking about. I get my topic from Spirit sometime before the week, and then it gives us lots of interesting things to talk about. I hope that you'll listen again. You can find me on Facebook. Under Deborah Herman Psychic Medium. I have my own website, and it's soul-odyssey.com. And you can write me with your questions if you don't feel that you can call in. and I will gladly answer your questions and keep in touch with you. Send me topics also that you'd like to hear on the show. I have many to choose from, and it always helps me to know what you're interested in. And I'm looking to create community. This is also for you. I know there are many gifted people out there, and I want to be a help to you as well so that you can continue doing your work and helping the people that you help. Thank you very much. This is Soul Odyssey, and this is Deborah Herman, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good night.